Bodhicitta depends on the development of renunciation. We must understand that this precious supreme good heart, which is compassion, depends upon renunciation. And we all must know from our own experience that the development of renunciation and compassion in our heart depend upon suffering. For us as Kadampas, or trainee Kadampas, we understand, we're learning. Suffering's helping me. Suffering's helping me. All the suffering in my life can be transformed into Dharma realizations in my heart. It is suffering that causes renunciation to appear in our mind through Wisdom Buddha's blessings. It is suffering that causes us to think about the suffering of others and develop the precious mind of bodhicitta. It is suffering, relentless suffering, that makes us want to realize the true nature of things, emptiness, so that all suffering can cease for ourselves and for others. So we need to check, are we happy when suffering arises in our life, or do we react in the same way as a person who hasn't met Dharma? We need to train. You know, Geshe-la says, when suffering comes, we can be happy. So I think we have some training, some training to do. Don't you just love this word, bodhicitta? Bodhicitta. You know, one day may everyone in the whole world have heard the precious sound, bodhicitta, and know its meaning. So that's our job. Bodhi means enlightenment, citta means mind. Bodhicitta is a mind that spontaneously wishes to attain enlightenment, to benefit each and every living being every day. Wonderful. This is what we want. We want to benefit each and every living being every day, because we can see what that looks like in the example of our root guru, how one person, one humble monk, he calls himself, is changing our world through his great wave of excellent deeds. So we can see, wouldn't it be wonderful if we could help others? Wouldn't it be wonderful if we could help all others? So all others are called each and every living being. Each one and everyone. And how do we want to help them? We want them to experience ultimate happiness and permanent liberation from sorrow, from suffering, from pain. There is only one way to have this power, this ability, through attaining enlightenment. The inner light of wisdom that is permanently free from all mistaken appearance gives us this ability. So when we put these two words together, bodhi, enlightenment, citta, mind, bodhicitta is a mind that spontaneously wishes to attain enlightenment. This is its secondary wish. The main wish is to benefit each and every living being every day, effortlessly. You know, when we attain enlightenment, we become, our mind becomes like the sun. So the sun gives warmth and light effortlessly because it is the sun's very nature. When we attain enlightenment, that inner light of wisdom that experiences great bliss, that happiness radiates eternally as compassion, touching the hearts of each and every living being, nourishing them and drawing them to that same state. So, what incredible ability comes from attaining enlightenment? This is the real meaning of being human. This is our opportunity when we meet Buddha Dharma. Bodhicitta is the gateway through which we enter the path to enlightenment. And the supreme good heart of the sons and daughters of the conqueror Buddhas, who are also called Bodhisattvas. So in several of our precious Kadampa books, Venerable Geshe-la encourages us. He says, we need modern-day bodhisattvas. We need British bodhisattvas. We need Canadian bodhisattvas, American bodhisattvas, Icelandic bodhisattvas, French bodhisattvas, Spanish bodhisattvas. We need bodhisattvas in every country in the world. So this is our guru's encouragement. Because when we hear words in Sanskrit, like bodhicitta, bodhisattva, we tend to a little bit think this is somebody other than us. But the world needs bodhisattvas. So we think, okay, I accept this encouragement. I'm going to become, for example, a Northern Irish bodhisattva, a British bodhisattva, etc. So what is it that's wonderful about a bodhisattva? A bodhisattva will soon be a Buddha. It's like a prince or princess will soon become king or queen, because that's where they're heading. So if we become a bodhisattva, someone who has bodhicitta in our heart, we have the supreme good heart, we become a bodhisattva, we will soon become Buddhas.